Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. I was calling about a letter I got in the mail about funding.
Oh, yeah. Could I just start with the 16-digit reservation code? I'll go ahead and pull up your file.
2511.
Uh-huh.
4201. Yes.
Okay.
0038.
Okay.
And 6901.
6901. Perfect. Bear with me while I pull up this account. And then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I am Jennifer Pierce.
All right, Jennifer. And are you calling with Rival Trucking?
Yes, sir.
Jennifer Pierce. Perfect. And is that also the DBA name for you guys?
It is.
And are you the current owner for you guys?
I am the owner.
100%?
100%.
Awesome. How long have you guys been in business for?
2012.
Okay. Did you start it up yourself or family?
Started myself.
Oh, nice. What made you get in the industry?
My fiance.
Nice. And how do you structure your business out there? LLC, S Corp.
Proprietor.
That's a good one. All right, perfect. And best number in case we get disconnected here.
210.
Yep.
315.
Yep.
6399.
Perfect. All right. So we have a few different programs here depending on what you're looking for. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello?
I'm here. What?
Oh, hello?
Hello,
yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Sorry, it looks like we had some technical difficulties. Okay,
yeah,
so...
I perfectly with my daughter's head hitting my headset. Yeah.
Sorry. All right, yeah, basically we have a few programs over here, depending on what it is you're looking for. If you kind of want to just let me know what it is, I'll point you in the right direction.
I'm looking for a line of credit.
Okay.
So if I need funds for like an emergency breakdown.
All right. We do not offer lines of credit for our first-time customers, but we do offer capital, which is very similar and also better in, you know, many different ways. We do offer lines of credit, but just not to first-time customers. You have to be an existing customer for, you know, to get that one.
Okay.
Basically, are you familiar with working capital at all?
Remind me.
It's basically unsecured cash. So, you know, cash you guys can use as you see fit for your business.
Okay.
And what we do is we base it off of your sales. Yeah. What we do is we base it, you know, one of the main factors on that is off of sales. We take a percentage of that and kind of unlock that to you guys, you know, as unsecured cash for you to use however you do need. It is unsecure, meaning you're not going to have a specific thing that you have to spend it on or, you know, have to report back on, you know, where it's spent, kind of like a line of credit. And it's not primarily factored off of your credit, kind of which lines of credit are.
Okay.
So those are one of our programs here. We also finance equipment. Those are our bread and butter over here for first-time customers.
Okay. Finance equipment. Like, say I just purchased a vehicle, cashed outright, and found out its value is worth more than I paid for it. You'd be able to give me, like, a...
We do lease buyback, actually. So if you did buy a piece of equipment with all cash and you wanted to get that cash back, we basically could lease that out for you.
Okay.
What was it you bought?
Just one option. If I bought a reefer trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Possibility of worth is about $10,000, maybe more. I paid $3,200 for it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, and you said you got that from an auction?
I did get it from an auction.
How long ago have you, did you bring that on?
Picking it up today.
Oh, wow.
The purchase was made last week.
Okay, and how much did you say you got that one for?
$3,200.
$3,200?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely should be an option over here as well. If you kind of want to go back to the line of credit that you were initially looking for, how much were you looking to bring on?
That's always a good question. I'm trying to overcome some large expenses that I just incurred that I wasn't mm-hmm. planning on, which kind of drained my account, and still waiting for loads to be completed and bills, and then
right.
Now I already have a factoring company, it's just a timely manner of getting the bills in and
right
loads on time.
Right.
Anyway.
So, how much would you be looking to bring on, though? I mean, amount wise. Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically speaking, if I was going to ask for a line of credit, I'd be looking for about $50,000.
Okay. And would you be looking to bring that on kind of ASAP or?
As far as. I don't understand the question as bring it on.
When would you be looking to bring on the funds? I mean, when are you looking to get the money in your account?
In the next week.
Okay, perfect. So pretty fast?
Yeah, because what's going on is because this trailer that I just purchased is a third trailer, so I've got two trucks running already. I'll need
mm-hmm.
to bring on another truck, and that's going to cost me another $7,000 on top on my insurance, which I don't have at the moment.
For the vehicles?
Yeah, for liability.
Oh, okay.
Not, the physical damage in the cargo is silly compared to the liability. The liability is $7,200.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, sorry, I'm walking around the house trying to look for something.
Oh, that's fine.
My kids walked off with, and now I can't locate.
It's actually fine. I was just going to say, I've got a meeting coming up right now. Would you mind if I called you back in about 1 hour? I know you're pretty busy right now, too.
Let's see, what time is it? It is 1:30. In about an hour and a half would be good, because in an
even
hour
better,
I'm
yeah.
going to be at the school.
Yeah, even better. Do you want me to give you a call on the 63991? All right. Perfect, Jennifer. I'll go ahead and do that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.